This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
U.S. cities with access to affordable housing and manufacturing jobs are quietly receiving the bulk of Obama's invading Islamic Jihad army, stretching unsuspecting local city budgets to the breaking point. Bold statement? Yesterday on the Alex Jones Show, retired DHS officer and whistleblower Philip Haney explained why radical Islamic terrorists are falling through the cracks despite unprecedented government data gathering.
When you encounter people coming back from flights from overseas, or when they're preparing to depart, to go outbound, we call it, to go overseas, we have the authority within the border, a greater amount of authority than the CIA and the FBI combined, to gather this kind of basic intelligence information. And over the years, we have been handcuffed more and more to the point where we're barely capable of gathering the kind of information that we could then share, let's say, with the FBI.
Some targeted American cities are already being pushed over the edge. For example, Amarillo, Texas, known as the Yellow Rose of Texas, one of the largest meatpacking cities in the United States, home to the V-22 Osprey hybrid aircraft assembly plant, food giant Cargill, and also home to Pantex, the only nuclear weapons assembly and disassembly plant in the United States, has taken in well over 1,000 Middle Eastern refugees already, the highest in the nation. But when you add refugees sent to Amarillo from countries outside the Middle East, the numbers skyrocket. WorldNet Daily reports Amarillo has received 5,251 foreign refugees since January of 2002, according to the Federal Refugee Database. That's more than half of the nearly 8,000 refugees sent to Texas during the same period. President Obama has increased that number of foreign refugees bound for American soil in fiscal 2016 to 85,000. That's a 20% increase over the previous year. And 10,000 will be coming from the jihadist hotbed of Syria. Many of the community organizers have received training or consultation from David Lubell's Welcoming America organization, which was started with seed money from billionaire George Soros. Breitbart reported in January of 2016, Amarillo Mayor Paul Harple said, "We've been a giving community, and it's a huge disservice to bring in refugees in numbers that we're not able to handle. We create small ghettos." The Amarillo, Texas mayor continues, "A group of Somalis came in to say that they had elected a mayor of their community. Then another faction claimed they had their own leader. We come to find out that rival tribes, slaves and masters, were being settled together." Amarillo 9/11 calls are now being fielded in 42 different languages. Harpole told Watchdog.org that Washington pays schools only $100 per refugee student per year. He continues, "We have 660 refugee kids who don't speak English, and the U.S. Department of Education says they have to be at grade level within 1 year. It's a ludicrous requirement. They don't even know how to use the bathroom." And while Governor Abbott and the Texas Health and Human Services Commission continue to push lawsuits against resettlement organizations and the federal government for not presenting regular consent as required by federal law, crime levels in Amarillo are reaching levels on par with much larger cities.
Amarillo also has the highest rate of reported rape in Texas. The rape epidemic in this world is becoming pandemic. It's not confined to one location.
Even the Muslim convert CIA director John Brennan has declared that terrorists are using the refugee system to infest the United States. Meanwhile, Amarillo immigrant Mohammed Maghadam, who came to Amarillo 8 years ago, recently held his manager and another person hostage at gunpoint because he was passed over for his job at Walmart. A SWAT team responded.
Non-assimilating refugees flooding Amarillo, Texas. And, of course, folks, we are not going to have homes. We're not going to be able to afford anything if we have to educate everyone who wants to come here for free.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Friday, June 17th, 2016. I'll be your host for the rest of the show. I want to go back and revisit something we were talking about and go into it a little bit more detail. We were talking about this with Paul Joseph Watson, this shooting that happened in the UK. And it was a tragedy. I mean, this is a lady who is a beloved wife and mother of two small children who is now dead. But I think there's something else to this. You know, just because people are dying at these events, just like the Aurora, Colorado shooting, a lot of people died there. There was a tragedy there. But we need to look at who these people are and what really happened here. I mean, wouldn't you want to know if your loved ones were killed for political purposes, like a Reichstag fire, a false flag purpose to forward a political agenda, if they were killed by cold-blooded murder, rather than just a madman who was able to get his hands on guns so easily and we got to ban guns? No. No. Actually, you know, when that Aurora, Colorado shooting happened, I remember it very well because I was going to New York to cover the UN arms trade treaty, and it was exactly 1 week before the UN was going to vote on that arms trade treaty. I thought they had a pretty good shot at it. And I went there to do some filming for a gun group, the National Association of Gun Rights. And prior to that, of course, there had been the false flag, and it's admitted, even mainstream media admits that the Fast and Furious operation was a false flag by the American government to try to take away the Second Amendment, to put restrictions on it. And, of course, that was precisely what the UN Arms Trade Treaty was about, restricting the flow of arms across borders. And, of course, if you're going to do that, that means that you've got to track and follow and record every firearm cell within America to make sure that nothing is coming or going that isn't allowed. Okay, so it is a prescription just to say, well, we don't want small arms and big arms going across the borders. So in order to do that, the mechanism for that is going to be total information awareness, if you will, for guns. And that was what that was about. And so Fast and Furious was designed as a means to say, you know, here's a problem, and we've got the solution right here. The UN has come up with this, and we've been talking about this for several years, so now it's time to vote on it. Well, that all blew up in their face when the federal agent was killed. It was exposed as a false flag. They no longer looked like they were going to be able to get this through. So then, bingo, 1 week before they're going to meet and vote on this, what happens? We have the Aurora, Colorado shooting. And nobody ever asks, when you look at this guy, James Holmes, this is the guy who, when he graduated from high school, he had a 3.949 average out of 4, nearly a perfect average. He was in the top 1% of his class, okay? He had highest honors. He was given a National Institute of Health scholarship just before all the shooting happened. How did this guy go from being so incredibly smart and intelligent? How did he go from that to being this kind of catatonic Jim Ignatowski? You know? I mean, look at this guy. He's like, you know, his eyes are wide open. He's wearing an orange wig. He's is literally wigged out, okay? How did he get to that state? What flipped him? Do you ever see anybody in the mainstream media asking that question? What transformed James Holmes? How did that happen so quickly? How did he go from being a psychology major to some kind of a ninja prepper? Okay, and remember he said, oh, there's all kinds of bombs in my apartment. And they go back and the whole place is booby-trapped. There's all kinds of weapons there and so forth and so on. And where did he get the money for this? Where did he get the expertise for this? None of it made any sense. But the timing was perfect. It was 1 week before the UN Arms Trade Treaty. We needed to scare the American public about firearms, but it backfired. Instead, people went out and bought a lot more guns. But we still have people, even the fellow who engaged us down in San Antonio. Remember, we had the argument with Alex Jones. They were parents of one of the people who was killed in that movie theater. And instead of them asking the question, who or what changed James Holmes? Instead of asking, why did this happen? Why is this timing so suspicious? Instead, it's like, we need to stop guns. We need to make guns go away. And I understand that. But you know what? They're not going to go away. Drugs haven't gone away in 45 years of the drug war. You think the draconian measures that we've had in the drug war have made any change? Come on, people on the left, you know that hasn't worked. Why do you think that taking away guns is going to work? And I got to say to the people on the right, why do you persist in the war on drugs? It's destroying our country. It's destroyed our due process. And now the war on terror is taking it the rest of the way. And we're going to talk about those terror watch lists and what you should really be afraid of when we come back. But I want to now go to this situation in the UK. And, of course, this is a very, very important issue. Many of you may think this is something that only affects people in England, okay, the UK. The Brexit vote is not just a local issue. As Paul Joseph Watson was saying, this is reflecting a mass movement, a mass grassroots movement against globalism that is destroying our way of life, destroying our countries, taking away our freedoms, taking away our sovereignty, removing our control over government to a much more distant location. Whenever you lose your freedoms, and this is, you know, people say, hey, you know, how can you support Donald Trump? Because he's wrong on so many different civil liberties issues. And it's like, I understand. We can still fight for some of these civil liberty issues at the local and state level. We have legal mechanisms. I understand that the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are really a dead letter, but they still swear to it. They still take an oath to it. They still pretend that it's what gives them their authority. And as long as they do that, we've got an in. And it's also, if we understand what that document is about, it is the best plan we've come up with yet in any civilization to protect individual liberty. But the further we move our power away from the individual, when it goes from the individual to the community, the local community, from the local community to the state level, from the state level to the national level, from the national level to the global level, the farther it gets away from us, the more difficult it will be to ever recover that. And so right now, we're about to see our individual liberties be removed even further away from us. Going from the national to the international level, we're moving to the next step of globalism. That's why it's important in Britain. They're fighting for their sovereignty, trying to get it back. They've already lost it. They come in and they say, well, look at all the money that we're sending to Brussels, to the European Union. What could we do with that in our own country? You know, they've got a national health system. They say, well, we could spend more money on that. We could help the poor in our own country. Look at how much we could do with that if we didn't have to send it to the European Union. They're writing our laws and regulations for us. They're writing the trade agreements for us. We don't have any say-so over how our economy is managed. That's why it's important. They're understanding that. There are other countries in Europe that are understanding that. Americans are understanding that. That's what's behind Donald Trump. And, of course, the people of Bilderberg, and these are people in North America and Europe who worked together to design the euro as well as the European Union, they are the ones who are creating this globalism, who are trying to move it to the next step, have a transatlantic union, economic first, then political, just as the European Union was economic first and then political and becoming more and more political as it goes along. So it is very important for them to start to unravel this plan at the bottom level. And they were winning. They were having a massive surge. And it was a trend that had been going on for a long time. The supporters of the European Union were losing miserably in debates. Cameron was failing left and right. Nobody was buying it. They could see what was happening. And at Bilderberg, they're very concerned about it. They're talking about the precariat. They say, we have this precarious proletariat because they break everybody into classes and put them against each other. And it's not, you know, the Wall Street is not against Marxism. It was the bankers who sent Lenin to start the Russian Revolution. German bankers gave him $10 million, put him on a train to start the Russian Revolution. This is a known fact. It is a tool of social control. And so they look at this, they say, well, the proletariat is now getting pretty dangerous. These people are going to pick up pitchforks and torches pretty soon. They're going to come after us. What do we do to placate them? They're very concerned about that. And they're concerned that Britain was going to leave and that was going to start unraveling the whole game. And so then we have this killing. Just like the Aurora, Colorado shooting, 1 week before the vote. But they may win with this one because people aren't going to go out. They're not really seeing what is behind this. This is the CNN story. They say, to neighbors, Tommy Mayer is a quiet man who tended gardens in the small town of Birstall in northern England. But details are slowly starting to emerge. Where are those details coming from? Not from his neighbors, not from anybody who knew him, not from family members, not from people in England, but guess where? The Southern Poverty Law Center in America. I smell a rat. I smell a big rat. Every time the Southern Poverty Law Center gets in here and starts screaming about right-wing white supremacists, okay, you can bet they're stoking this with a bunch of lies. Details are slowly starting to emerge about a man who had interests in white supremacy and apartheid. He bought material, it says the Southern Poverty Law Center, from a white supremacist group in the United States. That is not the picture that emerges from the people who knew him. As I mentioned before, a 65-year-old neighbor said, well, it's a total surprise he'd be capable of thought, let alone action, she said of her longtime neighbor, who said he never raised his voice. He taught English. He volunteered to teach English to foreigners. He had a black half-brother. Doesn't sound like a white supremacist to me. They all said he had no political beliefs whatsoever, as far as they knew. They said he's very meek and mild. He spoke rationally. He just did his day-to-day routines. They said, and here's the key, he was an immaculate gardener. He often tended to neighbors' gardens as well. Other neighbors gave similar accounts, saying he was a quiet, tidy, often helped with her gardening. 6 years ago, he gave an interview because they were talking about a program where they were helping people who had been at a day center for adults with mental health problems. They got them jobs in the park, and he said, "Volunteer work has done me more good than all the psychotherapy and medication in the world. Many people who suffer from mental illness and socially isolated, disconnected from society, feeling worthless, are also common, mainly caused by long-term unemployment. This is the passive guy they're now telling you did this wild attack. What changed him?" Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I wanted to continue with what we were talking about, this shooting in England, this man who seems to be this docile, not all their mental patient, who just said he loved to work in gardens. They were saying West Yorkshire police said they'd seized a number of weapons, including a firearm, shortly after the attack from his apartment here. We've got the Southern Poverty Law Center telling us that he was getting white supremacist hate literature from the United States. And yet the neighbors are painting a picture of a guy who was completely harmless, a man who was a part-time volunteer to teach English to foreigners, a man who had a half-brother who says, by the way, he had never seen any sign that Mayor had any kind of interest in guns or knives. His neighbor said he had no interest in politics. And then when they ask his brother if he was racist, his half-black half-brother says, no chance. He says he's never been in trouble. He wouldn't hurt a fly. And again, remember, 6 years ago, he was saying, I just love to work in gardens. They are just, they do me more good than all the psychotherapy and medication in the world. This is the portrait of a patsy. Who got a hold of this guy? Who put all these knives and guns in his apartment that nobody else had seen? Who is creating this narrative that he is a dangerous white supremacist, racist, highly charged political person who did this for completely political reasons? That's the way it's being spun. That's the way this tragedy is being spun. I mean, who wound this guy up? When I saw this, they're talking about how he kept an immaculate garden, and he often tended to other neighbors' gardens as well. Do you remember the movie back in 1979, Being There? Peter Sellers, Shirley MacLaine, Chance the Gardener. You know, they go to this house. He was kind of a gardener and butler for a very wealthy man who died, and he just kept doing it. He was this clueless guy, you know, kind of living like James Holmes is now, the Aurora, Colorado shooter. And but he's out doing the gardening dressed as a butler, and they come up and they talk to him. They didn't really know that he was the gardener. And he says, oh, I'm Chance the Gardener. And they go, Chance the Gardener. Oh, okay. And so all these people who are the most powerful politicians and businessmen, they're coming here to see him, and they ask him these questions, and he is absolutely, totally clueless about what they're talking about. And he answers with these non sequiturs. And at first, they're kind of taken back, and they think, wow. And they read into what he has to say, these non-responses to what they're saying. They read all kinds of deep philosophical meaning in it. Let's play a little bit of clip about that. And they think he's this guru. Let's play a little clip from that trailer.
I'm Chance the Gardener.
The gardener?
Yes. Since I was a child, I worked in this garden.
Then you really are a gardener?
Oh, yes.
May I ask your name?
But they don't really believe he's a gardener. They imply all of these motives to him, and he's this
Mr. Chancey Gardner,
totally disconnected guy like the shooter in the UK. Gardner?
No, I'm not related to Basil and Perdita.
Gobbledygook.
And there's the black lady who worked with him at the house. And when they put him on television as this guru, she's saying, he's an idiot. He doesn't know anything. Portray him as something.
He has no brains at all.
He's got no brains at all.
With rice pudding between the ears.
On television, Mr. President, you look much smaller.
Dumb as a jackass.
That's what it's like. And it goes on and on like this. He gets to the president. He goes on television. He becomes a close advisor to all these captains of industry and political figures. And they're just continue to read into this man what they want to read into him. Now, they're not doing that in a way with this guy. But this guy is just this passive individual that has been a tool, a patsy of the elite. He's not fooling the elite. The elite are using him to fool you. They're using him to forward their agenda. That's what I truly believe. A very, very funny movie, and I'm not making light of the tragedy. Yes, this lady was brutally murdered. You don't know what turned Chance the Gardener into the Joker. I mean, you know, this people should be asking that question, just as they should be asking the question, what turned James Holmes into this vegetable with a Joker wig? And what wigged him out? What changed this guy, who was one of the brightest researchers in the country. What changed him into this catatonic joker? Where did he get all of this equipment to do this? Nobody's asking about that transformation. Nobody is asking about this transformation of this guy, Tommy Mayer, who I will now call Chance the Gardener. Nobody's asking about that. Nobody thinks it's suspicious that it happened exactly 1 week before the vote. And, of course, nothing will be talked about except the not only the tragic side of the loss with this, but portraying it as racism. Southern Poverty Law Center, always there. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about terror watch lists. What's behind that?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to talk about some breaking news as well as what's going on with the terror watch list. What do you need to watch about this terror watch list? I think it is the most dangerous thing that is being proposed. It's not just that it's coming against our Second Amendment. It's not just that it's going to be an infringement of our fundamental rights, another effort to change them into privileges. But we are going into these different devices, we are taking away all due process, and we're moving rapidly towards tools and devices and mechanisms on the part of the government that are the hallmarks of tyranny throughout history. Before we get to that, I want to tell you that we've got a sale right now. You've seen Tim Kennedy on talking about how he's certain products that he has used at InfoWarsLife.com, how valuable they were to him and his workout, how they gave him a boost. And we've got some of his favorite products here, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12. We have them all as part of a Tim Kennedy special. Of course, he is Special Forces operator, still in Special Forces. He's a UFC fighter, famous in his own right as a fighter, but he is a professional athlete. And so he knows what gets his body going. He's very much in tune to his body, more so than most people are. And he had this run through the Sporting Association, had them check it to make sure it wasn't going to violate any rules. They said, yeah, safe. And he's telling us it's also effective. And so we've got some of his favorite supplements, Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, Secret 12, 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. These are the products Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training that help him get to the next level. We also have 20% off of Alexa Pure water filters. And this is all water filters. This isn't just the big water filter units. It's also even the smaller ones like the shower head units. Everything that's a water filter from Alexa Pure right now, 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, not only do you need to filter out the water that you drink, but even the water that you shower with. If you're in the city and they're putting in chlorine, look at the effects of chlorine when you heat it up and spray it out of the shower heads. That's why a lot of people will get a shower filter to keep from breathing the chlorine that is coming out of the shower. So all the products that are water filters from Alexa Pure, from the super high-quality gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems all the way down to the shower filters, they're all 20% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, some of the news today, we've got Marco Rubio says he is now going to run for re-election to the Senate. Interesting, he's back. Just when you thought he was gone for good, he's back. And as we see also, Sanders, who said he was staying in to the very end so that he could have some leverage at the convention. There's a report up on Politico that he is losing his leverage. As every day goes by, he's becoming more and more yesterday's story. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the Democrat convention, if anything happens. Or will Hillary have a complete lock? Now, along those lines, we have said all along that not only was the process rigged in the way that most people can plainly see. She started out with, you know, 15% of the way she needed to be towards the finish line with the superdelegates. The whole process is rigged in that way, very openly, very openly. But because of all of these superdelegates, and about 15% of them, 10 to 15% in each state were reserved for superdelegates, the delegates that were going to go to the convention, that meant that he would have to beat her by 10 or 15% in order to get the same number of delegates, because the Democrat Party makes every state a proportional allocation of delegates. So it's not a winner-take-all anywhere. So even if he beat her, and even if he beat her by 10 to 15 points, they wound up getting the same number of delegates. Anytime she beat him, it was a skunk, because she would get whatever edge she had, plus the 10 or 15 percent of the delegates that were already there. But, of course, there's other ways that they rigged the election as well. And this is what we have to be concerned about when we come to the fall. And I talked about this back when we had the Utah primary. I thought it was kind of suspicious that the GOP had gone out and paid $80,000 in Utah to bring in Smartmatic. Now, this is the largest electronic voting machine company in the world. But it is also a voting machine company that has, I would say, the longest rap sheet in the world. Smartmatic started in Venezuela by some friends of Hugo Chavez. And they were involved in election after election that American officials said were being rigged by Hugo Chavez. And then they started selling their machines elsewhere throughout Central and South America, as well as the Philippines. And there is a long list from the Philippines to the Tabasco region in Mexico to Brazil to other Central and South American countries where people have said, hey, you know, something is wrong. Something is wrong. The voting machines go down. All of a sudden, 25% of the votes are just gone, and there's no audit trail with these machines. They just disappeared. How about that? Would you like to have an election where 25% of the votes, millions, tens of millions of votes just disappear? Well, that's already happened in some countries. And the more we put these electronic machines here, the more that's going to happen in America. And it will happen in America. In Brazil, where there is the currently the struggle for power that's going on there with a very, very unpopular female socialist president. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? She was roundly booed just before the election at a soccer event. She was down 10 points in the poll, and yet she suddenly won by 10 points or so on the re-election. And the interesting thing about that was that they didn't do any exit polls, because exit polls are one of the indications. I mean, you have somebody that is losing an election before, and they are maybe losing in the election afterwards by exit polls, but then the official polls say, hey, they won by a large margin. Everybody knows there was fraud involved. And so they shut that down, and the company that always did that for Brazil, that always did the exit polls for Brazil, just decided they weren't going to do them for that particular election. And then they got tens of millions of dollars in contracts from the Brazilian government afterwards. Looked like payola. Now, why am I going into this history of this? Well, because we've got an organization here. This is a report from DC Clothesline. A racketeering lawsuit exposing nationwide vote rigging and DNC primaries could derail Clinton, they say. This is a major lawsuit. It's on the verge of being filed by the Institute for American Democracy and Election Integrity. They were going to file it last week, but they said, no, we want to wait and get the results from California, because that was very important, and we think there may have been fraud there. They're going to take a look at that first, get that information, and possibly include that in the lawsuit. The group claims that in about 11 states, there has been a noted significant difference between exit polls and the electronic vote totals presented in the mornings after the primaries. These differences show votes appear to be shifted from Bernie Sanders to Hillary Clinton. You think they'd do that? And so we see, when we look at, they've got a table here, and they're showing the margin between them and the exit polls and the discrepancies in favor of Clinton versus the other polls that were there. And the interesting thing about this, of course, is that when you look at the margin, what is statistically significant? Well, they say that the U.S. government itself says that if there's more than a 2% difference between the official election polls and the exit polls, that is the boundary by which the U.S. government determines whether an election in another country has probably been stolen. And notice that the exit polls in these 11 states, they say, 2016 DNC primaries, they were significantly more than a 2% difference. One of them was, I think it was, over 10% difference, okay, there. They say this is not a Republican-Democrat issue. This is not a partisan issue. This is an issue of democracy, or I should say integrity. We need to have honest elections, and there's a number of ways that the elections can be stolen. They can be stolen by superdelegates, by the other processes. They can be stolen by having illegitimate voters. They can be stolen by stuffing the electronic ballot machines. That's one of the easiest ways to steal the elections. The easiest way is by electronic means. They say Richard Sharnan, a mathematician, statistician, author of the book Matrix of Deceit, has been reporting on the apparent shifting of electronic vote totals and the non-release of raw data from Edison Polling Research, okay? I'll tell you who they are in just a moment, since 2004. So he's been looking at this for 12 years. He's well known for what he calls the redshift. He says it's been a shift between exit polls and electronic vote totals, a difference of about 4 to 5% each year. And this constitutes a shift to the political right. You understand? This is not about left and right. It's not about Democrat, Republican. This is about corruption. And this is about rigging electronic voting machines and how easy it is to do it. And this guy who's been researching it for 12 years says typically it's a red shift. Typically it's a shift towards the red candidates, okay? And I hate the fact that they do that, because red really has always been the color of communism. That's deliberately why they reversed that on you, by the way. Deliberately why they did that. But it's been a shift towards the right, let's just put it that way, or conservatives, of about 4 to 5% each year. Very suspicious. But now what they saw in the primaries was a massive shift for Hillary Clinton. Now, the same people who are rigging this system for the GOP, if that's what's been going on, do you think that they could possibly rig this to make sure that Hillary Clinton wins? Because we've already got Ted Cruz meeting with GOP conservatives in a secret meeting reported by The Hill, saying, yeah, we're planning to see what happens in the next election. You know, they're hoping that Donald Trump is going to lose. because they're opposed to him, because he opposes their globalist agenda of open borders, of trade treaties that were written by the corporations, of continual foreign wars. He opposes all of that. And so for those reasons alone, he must be stopped. Those are the vital issues to the establishment in both the Republican and the Democrat Party. That's why the establishment in both the Republican and the Democrat Party want to see Hillary Clinton win this election. And that's why these people who have control and can flip the levers in these electronic voting machines, they've been shifting it to the conservatives. You think they might shift it to Hillary Clinton so then they can run against her 4 years from now? Doesn't matter. It isn't even about them beating Hillary Clinton 4 years from now. It's about them getting their agenda through, Paul Ryan and others, Mitch McConnell and others. They want the open borders. They want these transatlantic trade agreements. That has to be run through as far as they're concerned. They have to have this globalism, this consolidation. Now, who are these people? This is kind of interesting. You know, when you look at the exit polls, I mentioned that in Brazil, after that dramatic reversal, that one-day reversal in the official election polls, remember the Brazilian president was down like 10%, and then after that, she's still very unpopular. They're trying to impeach her. And immediately after that, she was very unpopular. But for that particular day, with the official results, she won about 10%. How did that happen? And again, the exit polling company didn't do any exit polls. Now, we have an exit polling company here in America. It's called Edison Research Polling. You may not have known this, but they run all of the exit polling throughout the country since 1996. They run it as part of a pool. You know, they have these press pools. So when you go to cover political event, in many cases, they don't let every single news organization into the event. They will have a press pool camera. It would just get too crowded. So what they will do is they'll have people who are part of the press pool. You will all get the feed from this one camera that's there instead of everybody having their own camera. So there's that kind of pooling that goes on with the press. Well, for the election polls, they have the National Election Pool. And this company, Edison Research, has, since 1996, provided all of the election polling, all the exit polling for ABC, NBC, CBS, the big three. In addition, CNN, Fox, AP, they all belong to this National Election Pool. And they all get their information from Edison Research Polling. Now, it's interesting, isn't it, that I don't recall, and I follow politics pretty closely, but I don't ever recall ever seeing any of these organizations that are part of the election pool that get this information from Edison Research. I don't ever recall seeing them publicize the kind of numbers that this organization, the Institute for American Democracy, they've got the numbers of the exit poll. And they're using that as the basis for their lawsuit, saying that Hillary Clinton and the DNC rigged the primaries against Bernie Sanders. But you've never seen these numbers that they've got here. They don't publicize those on ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, and AP. What you will see is you'll see cross-tabulations of demographics. They'll come out and they'll say, well, you know, this many of the women voted for candidate X, and this many of the men voted for candidate Y, and they'll break it down by age group. They'll break it down by income. They'll break it down by, of course, race, okay? Religion sometimes, okay? They'll break it down with all these different cross-tabulations of the demographics, but they won't come out and say, well, according to exit polls, Hillary got this many and Bernie got that many. You'll never see that. You'll never see the grand total, because that would look kind of bad, wouldn't it? If that number doesn't agree, and if it's radically different, way outside the margin of error of the regular polls, people would start to smell a rat, wouldn't they? So they don't report that information, do they? No. And so I hope that this lawsuit goes somewhere. I think that is very important. Again, they are waiting to get the crosstab results out of California to take a look at that. That's what we have to be concerned about in the general election, that it'll be stolen. That it'll be stolen. And it will be a joint effort by the Republican and by the Democrat establishment, who do not want to see a populist nationalist movement against their globalist trade treaties and open borders. That's what we have to be concerned about. Now, what's going on with the gun control agenda that they're putting on? And as I've said before, In the aftermath of what happened, and we see all these efforts to shut down anyone who tries to say that what motivated this guy was Islam. Of course it motivated him. He was a homosexual. He had nothing to do with his guilt except to try to punish other people. He had no cross. Okay? So he crucified everybody else. And it was his religion that motivated that. My wife has a friend from college, and she still follows people on Facebook. I don't do anything with Facebook. I hate that social media rigging. But anyway, she follows people that we used to know. And this friend of hers who teaches high school put up a thing on Facebook. I don't want to hear anything about Islam or Muslims. I don't even want to hear it. Don't even talk about that. This is the time to warn the gays. Oh, we don't want to talk about what actually motivated him to do this. We don't want to talk about the anger and the hatred and the religion that caused that. We don't want to talk about the open borders. We don't want to talk about the fact that Obama has gone in and has created all of this unrest in all these countries, as American government, not just Obama, but of course the Republicans before him. They create the wars, and then we reap the whirlwind from it, okay? Before I get into that, while I'm on this topic, let me go to this. Free Thought Project talks about the results of the Afghanistan and Iraq war. They say in spite of the trillions that have been wasted and the thousands dead, there are more Taliban in Afghanistan than there were before 2001. Oh, and with us there, there's a lot more heroin that's being grown out of that region, too. That's another thing, okay? But they talk about how we have essentially created this problem. It's not Donald Trump saying we're not going to let these people in. Maybe it's us killing them. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're about to come to the close of our regular broadcast, but in the fourth hour, we're going to talk about what's going on with the watch list. You wouldn't believe that there are people who don't like guns that are more afraid of the watch list, and we're going to tell you how that works out when we come back in the fourth hour of the broadcast today. Before we go to these clips from Leon Panetta, I just want to remind you we have a special, a Tim Kennedy special, 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12. And, of course, Tim Kennedy, UFC fighter, special forces operator, someone who is in touch with his body. He trains intensively, and he's talked with Alex about how much he can feel the difference when he uses these particular products, especially. We put them on sale, 15% off the Tim Kennedy special. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I've got a couple of clips that I want to play, and I'm going to go through these real quick, play them back to back. First of all, the talking points that are coming out from Joe Behar at The View, as well as former CIA head, former Secretary of Defense, former congressman, full-time scumbag, Leon Panetta. Here's what he had to say about Donald Trump.
I wanted to get your reaction to what Donald Trump said this week, which seemed to suggest somehow that the President of the United States was complicit or involved in a conspiracy or looking the other way. This was Trump on the air on Monday with Savannah Guthrie on Today. You said about the president, he doesn't get it or he gets it better than anybody understands. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are a lot of people that think maybe he doesn't want to get it. A lot of people think maybe he doesn't want to know about it. I happen to think that he just doesn't know what he's doing. But there are many people that think maybe he doesn't want to get it. He doesn't want to see what's really happening.
Why? Now, I know you have endorsed Hillary Clinton, but if you could take a step back, if that's possible, and react to Donald Trump's suggestions about the President of the United States.
Leon Panetta.
Well, I have to tell you, in 50 years of public life, I have never experienced a major party candidate making the accusations and raising the innuendos that Donald Trump raised, particularly at this moment of crisis. My experience is when this country has been attacked, that this country comes together and unifies and tries to build a consensus about how we protect ourselves in the future. What Trump is doing is the exact opposite. He's not only accusing the President of the United States of treason and collaborating with the enemy, but in many ways what he's saying about restricting Muslims from coming into this country, doing surveillance on Muslim mosques, is basically aiding and abetting the enemy.
Okay, let me jump into this point because we're running out of time here. We don't have time to play the other clip in this segment. I wanted to define for you who this guy was. Jeff Sessions encountered him a few years ago, asking him when he became Secretary of Defense, so what would be the grounds on which we would go to war? You would come to Congress and act, right? And he says, no, we would talk to the he was talking about how they would go to the UN, they would go to the to NATO to get permission, and he goes, but you would ask Congress, well, nah, probably not, but we would probably tell you what we decide to do at some point. But and Sessions was absolutely incredulous. We're going to play that clip for you when we come back. But I got to say, he's accusing the president of actually aiding the enemy? That is a known fact. It is a documented fact that we are giving arms to ISIS. We're running them through Turkey. We have documented this over and over again, and not just us. Many media outlets have documented the fact that we are supplying them with arms. Going all the way back through Republicans and Democrats to the Mujahideen in Afghanistan fighting the Russians. We created them. We gave them the Stinger missiles. Then we turned them into Al-Qaeda. Then we turned them into ISIS. We created the terrorist playground in Libya. The Democrat administration, the Obama administration with Secretary Clinton, turned that place into total chaos. They're trying to do it in Syria. That's what he's talking about. Let me make that clear for you. We'll do that when we come back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.